Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Anna Kempner is the 18-year-old whose life ended on the Carnival Horizon cruise ship. We're learning more and more about how that took place, and we're learning more and more about the background, and more specifically, the chaos that surrounded her life. It really is a behavioral minefield. You have an 18-year-old girl found hidden under a bed on a cruise ship, a 16-year-old step-sibling publicly labeled a suspect, a stepmother invoking the Fifth Amendment, a father saying almost nothing, a biological mother melting down on TikTok, and a grandmother saying the boy doesn't remember what happened, and an emotional wreck when he found out. And all of this happening inside one small cabin on a ship that's now back in Miami while the FBI tries to figure out what actually happened in those few critical hours. So today, I don't want to talk about law. I want to talk about human behavior. What does this kind of concealment tell us? What does I don't remember tell us? Where does panic end and intent begin? And how does the FBI work a case when the evidence is in one cabin, but the noise is coming from the entire family system that is blowing apart in public? To do that, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Unit, is with us. From a behavioral standpoint, Robin, what does it say about a person that Anna wasn't just found unresponsive, but she was found hidden under a bed, wrapped and covered and concealed with life jackets jammed up next to her?
Panic. I mean, the first thing you see that when you see something like that, you're like, wow, someone panicked because, you know, it's reactionary is what it is. And it's typically, I looked up the stats on all these things. I typically didn't cover juveniles in my career. So I did a lot more research, deeper research on juveniles, our brains and how they develop and the differences. And that is actually a very typical response of a brain that is still forming when they hit panic mode, when they hit fight or flight, because basically when you know you did something wrong, so that's a key right there. Knowing you did something wrong, the first thing you try to do is hide it. You're not thinking out, you know, like projecting out, which young brains don't do or undeveloped brains don't do, is they don't think out, hey, if I do X, Y, and Z, the result's going to be this, this, and this. It's really all immediate, all right now. I got to hide it because someone's going to freak out if they find it. So that says chaos right away of a young or undeveloped adolescent brain that's not functioning except in fight or flight mode.
And that's interesting because obviously we have that here. We have a 16-year-old that is being looked at as a suspect right now as of this recording. No charges have been filed, but if it pans out the way it appears to be panning out, there likely will be at least something that comes down at some point, because we're looking at a case here where it's a cruise ship. There's cameras on all the doors. There's key cards for every door. And you can pretty much, through process of elimination, determine who is in or not in a cabin. And if it, like I said, it pans out the way it does, it will narrow itself down pretty quick to that or the boogeyman. What does it tell you about whether death was intentional or accidental or anything like that? I know we're talking about a younger, underdeveloped brain that's going to panic, but does this speak the way the body was concealed or anything to which we've learned thus far, which does include the grandmother claiming that the 16-year-old said he doesn't remember what happened. This was a fleeting statement that she had caught. And also that he was an emotional wreck, basically, when they found out that Anna had been found. What's your take on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things in there, Tony. So let's go first on the non-remembering aspects of this. And when I did the research on this, because, I mean, we just got done, not done, but just took a break for a second of the Epstein issues with Jenna. And Jenna and survivors of that kind of trauma actually have extremely accurate memories for faces, not necessarily timelines, but for faces because of the trauma that's inflicted on them. So I was expecting kind of a different result looking at this, because I was thinking, oh, the guy's got to be lying. But actually, the probability of a unformed, before the prefrontal lobes fully formed, brain of someone who's 16 years old of not remembering a traumatic event is actually pretty dang high. And it's high for both if you're the perpetrator and also high if you are actually just walking into the room and witnessing it. So either way, the trauma is high. But there's actually there's a difference, though. And this is where a great investigator and a great interviewer is going to be really able to suss this out. And that is timelining, accuracy of timelining, and also the vagaries of the like 2 or 3 hours before the event and 2 or 3 hours after the event. If it's a real loss of memory and he wasn't involved, then there's going to be a lot of fog about 2 or 3 hours before the event itself and then about 2 or 3 hours after. And you're going to have a really, really good baseline of that same sort of fog that's coming in. Now, if he is the perpetrator and he still has a non-recollection of doing the event itself, then it'll be tighter and you will have emotional responses in there and you'll be able to timeline it on the same sort of sequence it. Like when we do statement analysis, we always have someone say, hey, write out what you think the events are with that day. You know, tell me what you did in the morning, tell me what you did at the end of the day, and write out your day. And you can then actually see the blocks of time someone typically writes in. And then when someone gaps a time, you can say what happened in here, then you can explore that. I would have him do that as well, but he's going to be very vague intentionally during the time block in which the event happened. He's going to be a lot sharper, closer into that event than if he was just a bystander that happened across the body or found out about it later. And then what will happen is after he gives his first statement, he's going to start building upon it because he's actually starting to invent ideas. He's inventing storylines. He's inventing excuses because that's what the brain starts doing. When you are creating a fiction, he's going to keep creating that fiction, thinks, oh, I got one more thing that's going to be a little better. Oh, I got one more thing that's going to be a little better. And so basically getting a very good interview, as I heard you talking to Jennifer Coffendeffer about this, and she was really spot on talking about someone very well trained in juvenile interviewing really needs to be employed in this because mm-hmm. there's a lot of things in here. Like I would enjoy the challenge of doing it, but I haven't done it before. I think I'd be able to do it. And I say me, someone like me that's a typical interviewer that does criminal investigation, things like that, and typical homicides and things like that as well. But I would think a skill set really particular to a 16-year-old suspect is going to be really necessary in this.
Is that assuming that he would be trying to not tell the truth, that he'd be trying to find a way out of this and saying that it wasn't me, if that's how the interview is going?
I think initially he's going to try to say it wasn't him. That'd be...
Or downplay?
Right. Okay. Well, and so you use a great word, downplay, there. And here's what
I don't know how you downplay after I said it. I'm like, how do you downplay?
So here's how you do that. So, yeah. You know, a typical interviewer, and this is where you're going to blend the two worlds of mm-hmm. a typical homicide investigation mm-hmm. or interview of a bad guy and a juvenile. And that's so the juvenile angle of this. You know, I don't want to pretend to be an expert on that because I don't. We'll just infuse what we just learned here. But typically, what we're doing is when we're interviewing someone that is very heavily evidenced that they're really a main suspect, like in this case, you do RPMs, rationalizations, projections, and minimizers, because you want to bring closure. You want them to be able to tell their story because, you know, so here's how you help someone rationalize. Listen, I know you didn't intend to do this. This was just a heat of the moment thing. You're playing, you're roughhousing. You've probably done it a million times before and you got her in that chokehold and you've probably done it before and it was no big deal and she's done it back to you. But you know what? This time, for some reason, it went a little bit too far. Maybe she did something to you that kind of set you off and you didn't realize what you did. So that's understandable. So that's how you help someone rationalize away. You just murdered someone. And so you help them do that. And then you minimize it. Listen, it could have been much worse. You could have been on an outside balcony and thrown her out the window, but you didn't. You know, you knew she's eventually going to be found. So you put her under there. And so you could kind of figure out what to do because, you know, you're emotionally hijacked in that moment. And so that's how you help someone get over the challenge of confessing that they did it, because you don't want to show them their shame. So, you know, I want to compare this to the Delphi interview. What we're doing is you are saying, hey, I gotcha. I got a lot of evidence here, but you know what? Evidence is cold. Let's hear your story. There's a lot going on here. You have a history with her. I'm sure you care deeply for her. We've seen you care deeply for her. So you help them. Granted, might be creepy caring, inappropriate caring, but that's not from their context. This is where you have mm-hmm. that deep act of empathy. You see world through their context and lens and help them feel safe to confess what the truth is and what happened without pushing them over that ledge saying, you got it, and you're going away for the rest of your life. Because then there's nowhere to go. Then he gets defensive, shields up, clam up, let me talk to my lawyer, you know, and they start lying, diffusing, all that stuff. So that's how a great interviewer works them towards feeling safe to share their story. Because you know what? The world is painting you in a really negative light right now. Social media is erupting all over the place. But you know what? I see you. I know you. There's something different here. Let's hear your story.
Do you risk putting them, I mean, in a territory where we're already talking about someone if they're being honest, that may not have the best memory on this. And we talked about how that memory is going mm-hmm. to likely kind of cycle through. How do you do it's got to be a tight walk where you also, you don't want to push them away of let me lawyer up and I'm not talking to you. And there's also the, I'm just going to give you the response you want because I'm in anguish here. Mm-hmm. This is trying to get a response without anguish and without, I'm going to lawyer up. This is, let's just try and be honest. But do you risk it all in that of almost doing the same thing of the anguish and the pressure like we saw like in the yogurt shop murders and right. Delphi and that sort of stuff? Is there a risk though of, you know, of what you were saying, you know, you probably roughhouse a lot, blah, 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 of them just leaning into that because it's what's being presented in front of them, almost leading a witness to a certain extent, because you're essentially saying, here's what, you know, you probably did, you know, and rationalizing it down in a way that sounds safe to talk about. Mm-hmm. But are they just, I mean, sometimes could you risk them just talking for the sake of talking because they don't know what else to do? I mean, you're getting information out, but how can you be sure that that information is going to be accurate and also not part of a false memory or part of building up a story in their mind because they're thinking, oh, yeah, okay, they're giving me this out, or kind of is that part of it to get them somewhere else?
The only way I've ever done it, I know exactly what you're talking about with the yogurt shop murders, because they did a lot of lying. And it's not illegal for an investigator to lie during those types of interviews to get a confession. Mm-hmm. And that's why that was a tough one to watch and assess. But there's so much different in play in that one. It's not something I subscribe to. So what you do in this case, which is different than the yogurt shop murders that we saw, is that you stick to the truth, you stick with the facts that you know, and you lead them down the path of saying, hey, I saw this, this is what I know. And so again, cops are allowed to use conjecture of what they think happened as they lay out the evidence for them. And so now it's up to the suspect to either confirm or deny exactly what the cops are laying out. And so, and what happens at that point is now you just press them. If you have more evidence that refutes, you know, what they're saying, you present them with the evidence. So when someone is doing an accusatory interview which this would be, if he doesn't already confess, is that you only bring them down the road of using, and then you dribble in their actual facts and details and data. Now you can use props. People use props all the time because props can give an impression of more knowledge than you actually have. So that's why interviewers will come in with like big stacks of files and put them down. And, you know, oh, remember in The Matrix, you know, when Mr. Anderson, you know, Mr. Anderson's Neo, you know, but Smith comes in and he opens up the files and he says, we've been watching you for some time, Mr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can use props.
I was thinking more along the lines of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, like the kitty that talks and then the king, or Lady Elaine. She was a scary one. You get Lady Elaine talking to you, that bitch, that'll make somebody talk. That was a scary woman. I think we all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Lady Elaine. Anyway, continue. I had to interject that.
So, I mean, I was always one for, I don't lie. Because I don't think you need to. If you're doing a good job with the report, and now here's the key too. Well, you need a lot of
paper. I don't want to interrupt you, but in other countries, they don't even allow you to do that.
Right.
In their interviewing processes. Right. That's a unique thing to the U.S.
And I think it's very unique to, because we're talking behavior here, not law. I'm not really clear and concise on that, because what happens a lot of times, all times, before you actually go in and do a subject interview, you get laid out very, very specifically from prosecution what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do in that room, what you got to get and not get. And so here's the case. So say the Delphi case. What should have gone on prior to that interview, if it's a well-coordinated, well-led, and which you hit this last time, you know, process of prosecution, is before those cops went in to interview Richard Allen, they were told exactly what they could and couldn't do in that interview room. What, you know, and whether they could lie or not lie in that interview room, because it's up to the prosecution, who's now got to put it before a jury, and a defense attorney's got to say, well, the cops lied and they misled them and they got a false confession, all those things. And so that's why I'm trying to remember all those many years ago what I was taught at the FBI Academy about being able to do that. It was never clearly said you couldn't. It was just told that in a specific search, you know, there was extenuating circumstances, I guess is the best way to put it.
Sure.
But I never had to, because I don't believe in that. Truth is so much easier to work with when both as a bad guy and as a good guy. And if you're doing a good job, because remember, when you're in action interview room and you're interviewing a bad guy, your goal is to get to the truth. And the only way you're going to get to the truth is to be an advocate, not just for the victim, but really for the person you're interviewing. If they see you as an ally that's trying to understand them, understand the, you know, walking a mile in their shoes and understand the steps they took and why they took it. Granted, this works and is effective as long as the person has empathy. If you're dealing with high level psychopath, no, like this does not work with a coworker. No way in hell, because he doesn't give a rat's ass. It just glazes, you know, it's like talking to a wolf, glazes right over him. But this kid, apparently, if it's him and they're interviewing him, he's got an emotional response. It's all right. So we got someone with levels of empathy here. So him thinking and not just thinking, but knowing that whoever's interviewing him is actually an advocate for his truth of all the circumstances. Because remember, this kid, if it's him or whoever did this, feels like they had a really good reason why things escalated the way they did from his perspective. Your job is not to agree with it. Your job is to understand what he thought that perspective was so his story can get out. That's always what the interviewer is doing. Let me get your story out, because that will be the great mitigator before the jury. That will set, you know, the whole thing, the truth will set you free. Well, actually, it'll let, you know, if he's got a conscience, which it sounds like he does, good. It'll make the interviewers and prosecution jobs much easier to deal with this, because you're not dealing with someone who can just shut up, clam up, and do the whole, you know, fake tears of Murdoch or the zero affect of Koberger or any of the other crazies. So it'll be really interesting to see where he falls in the spectrum.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.